Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Jean Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Developed and produced by Norman Lear.
G-R-O-S, how red, great, those were the days.
Michael and Gloria set the table as Archie enters.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi.
Hi, Arch. How's the world treating you today?
Don't start up with me.
Oh, here he is, the good humor man. Have a pleasant day, Arch?
Yeah, beautiful. Coming home, I was held up 31 minutes in that subway train. Packed in like sardines, we was. No lights, no fans. Me crushed up against a 300-pound Italian, half of which was pure garlic. What a city. That Lindsay can't do nothing right.
He turned Democrat.
Archie stops in his tracks, rolls his eyes, and fixes Michael with an unimpressed stare.
Where's your mother?
She ran down the supermarket.
When was that?
About 4.
That's 2 hours ago. Where is she? I'm hungry here.
Gee, Arch, all you can think about is your stomach. If Mom's so late, how come you're not worried about her?
Because there's a special providence takes care of drunks and dingbats. It's only their loved ones that's got to suffer and go hungry.
All right, Daddy. Dinner's on the stove. I'll get it on the table. I'm home.
Oh, are you, Edith? What kept me?
Hello, Archie.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's all I get. Hello, dear Archie.
I'm sorry, Archie.
She kisses the air.
Wait a minute. What do you call that? Ooh, flying through the air. Why are you late?
Well, actually, it all started because you like cling peaches.
You're late because I like cling peaches?
In heavy syrup, excuse me.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. There's something funny going on here. Why were you 2 hours at the supermarket?
Well, they're having a sale at Ferguson's Market. 4 cents off the medium-sized can and 7 cents off the large can.
I don't care.
And I had the coupons that give you 2 cents off every can, so I...
You are invading the issue.
She looks down.
You're hiding something from me. You ain't gonna move off this spot till I find out what it is.
Dinner's ready, Daddy. Hi, Mom. What took you so long?
Don't ask me. Take this bag and...
Can't you stand still here?
I just want to hang up my coat.
What is the matter with you, Edith?
Oh, thank you, Gloria, for getting the dinner on. You're such a big help.
Well, thank Michael, too. He helped me set the table.
Oh, thank you, honey. It's good practice for when you have your own home.
Wait a minute. Nobody eat nothing around here. Can I find out what went wrong at the supermarket? Come on, get it.
Well, I knew you liked cling peaches.
Yeah, I heard that before.
In heavy syrup.
Yeah, I heard that too.
I know. Why don't you tell me how much I've told you so far? Then I'll know where to begin.
You ain't told me nothing so far except cling peaches, which is coming out of my ears. Now, don't say them two words no more, huh? Start your story after the cling peaches and get on with it.
Archie, I had an accident with a car.
What?
Ma, are you all right?
Did you get hit?
Oh, no. I didn't get hit. I hit the car.
Ma, you don't drive.
Yeah, and even if you do, we don't have a car.
How did you hit a car?
Well, that's where the... Never to say those two words.
Edith, What are you trying to tell me? That you hit a car with a can of clean peaches?
That's right. You see, I was coming out of the market with my shopping basket full of...
Archie glowers.
And there was Mrs. Duncan with her new baby. I took a peek in the carriage, but I couldn't see the baby too well. He was all swinged up.
Will you get on with the story?
Anyway, I knew I had to say something nice about the baby, so I went...
She clasps her hands.
Isn't that a beautiful baby? And when I went, oh, the shopping basket got away from me, rolled down the hill and smashed into this parked car and scratched the fender. And then this can of... in heavy syrup jumped out and made a big dent in the hood.
Edith sits back down at the dining room table. Frightened, she turns to Archie, who fixes his shocked gaze on Michael.
It was a freak accident.
Archie turns to Edith. Gloria and Michael exchange a troubled glance.
What did the owner of the car have to say?
Nothing. Nobody was there.
Nobody was there? Then you're in a clear. After this whole rigmarole here of a story, wherein a maggot got 10 heart attacks, it turns out she's absolutely in the clear. Forget it.
Oh, Archie, I'm so glad you're not mad.
He's not mad because he got away with something. So what if somebody else's car is damaged? Archie Bunker saved 30 bucks.
Aw, 30 bucks in a pigsty. That's how much you know about it. It costs you 30 bucks nowadays to drive your car into one of them garages. I'm very glad the guy didn't know who done it.
Oh, he knows who done it.
What?
Well, I had to leave a note on the car saying how sorry I was.
You left your name on the man's car?
With my address and phone number.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
That was lovely, Ma. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, me too. That kind of honesty's rare these days.
Sure it's rare. Because there's about 14 million people in this country to every dingbat is why it's rare.
Want some stranger to pay for damage that I caused, would you?
Well, better him than me, Edith. Huh?
Come on, Archie.
Oh, don't be giving me none of that holier and thy stuff over there. I didn't invent this world. You wait and you see how far honesty gets you. That guy's going to drive into one of them tricky garages, which is so common nowadays you can practically find them in the yellow pages under tricky garage. And he's going to turn her note into a regular sweepstakes ticket.
Well, you got some opinion of mankind.
I ain't knocking mankind, but people are something else.
Archie, don't you see if everybody felt the way you do?
Everybody does.
I don't.
That's because you're a meathead. Now, let me ask you something. You walk into a phone booth. Suppose you find 30, 40 cents in a little cane trough there. What are you going to do? Give it back to the phone company?
Oh, wait a second. What's the phone company got to do with anything?
Come on, answer the question.
I wouldn't give it back to the phone company.
Yeah, you hear that?
It may not belong to the phone company.
That's enough.
It could belong to the last person who used the phone.
Stifle yourself.
I try to find him.
We used to.
I'll get it.
Archie, the answer to your question, I'm ashamed to say it, is I'd keep the 40 cents.
Hey, all right, case closed.
No, not necessarily. I mean, so you're standing in a closet and some money comes out of a wall. So you take it. I mean, the way we think of a phone company, it's not a person, it's a thing.
Stop the baloney. You said you'd take the money.
Yeah, but it's still wrong, Arch. I mean, even though it's a billion-dollar monopoly and I'm only taking a few cents, it's still wrong.
Daddy, it's like cheating on your income tax, and that's wrong, too.
Listen, little girl, everybody cheats on their income tax. The finest people in the country do that. The government expects you to do that.
That's right. Certain people who are basically honest do certain dishonest things because everybody does it, and then pretty soon they wind up like you, not trusting anybody.
Leave me, Yeet.
Well, that's true.
Get off my back.
And we're gonna have company.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, company? Who?
John Majeski.
Who was John Majeski?
That was him on the phone, the man whose car I hit.
The man whose car you hit, you invited over here, Edith?
No, I didn't invite him. He just was calling from Smitty's garage where he brought his car in for repairs. He's going to have something to eat and come right over.
Oh, sure he's going to come right over, Rita, to shake us down here. The dent in his car is hardly cold, and he's coming over here to claim his pound of fish.
How do you know the guy's not coming over with an honest estimate?
Because I know what I know. I'll show you about honest estimates right now.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to look up and call Smitty's garage.
What for?
Right here. To learn you something about the way of the world, eh, meathead. Here it is. Hold the book right now. Now, you're such a big expert on honesty there, huh? Well, what do you think a dent and a couple of scratches ought to cost me, huh?
I don't know. Maybe 30, 40 bucks tops.
Well, get out of here. If I'm going to pay for it, that guy will put it for a whole new paint job. Dummy up. Hello there? Smitty's garage? Yeah. Is John Majeski there? Oh, he just left. Well, maybe you could help me. I'm handling his insurance, and I was wondering what the estimate of the damage was. Oh, would you do that? That's very sweet of you. Let's go on the way to look up the bill. Wait to see, there's going to be 75 bucks if it's a penny. Shh. Yes? Yes, I have a pencil handy.
Michael holds one up.
Get out of here! No, no, not you. It was a fly. Would you repeat that, please? Yes, I have the figure. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Well?
Yeah, $75, huh?
No, I have to admit that I was wrong.
Yeah, see?
$197.
He glares bug-eyed at Edith as she covers her mouth.
$197?
$197, wise guy. So much for your honest estimate.
How can a can of peaches cause all that damage?
Maybe it was the heavy syrup.
Archie turns to Edith from his favorite chair and fixes her with a long and hard stare.
Do me a favor and stifle yourself, huh? This was all your fault, like a dope leaving your name there.
Archie, she did the right thing.
I don't want any sermons from you, meathead. All I want is your help when this guy Majeski gets here.
Why me?
Because one Polack feels comfortable with another one.
He goes to light his cigar.
First of all, it's Polish. And second of all, how do you know the guy's not Russian or Jewish?
Oh, no, he ain't Jewish.
Well, how do you know?
Because his name's John. Heaps don't name their kids John.
Maybe he changed his name.
No, Edith, they never do. They only change the last name. That way they know each other. You see what I mean? Two guys are going down the street, right? One says, how are you? My name is Smith. Morris Smith. See how it works? Like you got Saul Nelson, Izzy Watson,
Babe Lincoln.
I didn't know Lincoln was Jewish.
Don't argue with me, please, any of you. Don't you see, we all got to stick together here so we can stop this crook.
Wait a minute, I got an idea. If this guy's dishonest, he's going to lie. And if he lies, he's going to get mixed up and give himself away, and that's how we catch him.
Isn't that exciting? Once I'm Perry Mason.
Will you stop? That ain't going to work.
Why not?
Because how are we going to catch him in a lie? He tells us one story here, he goes to court, he tells another story. It's our weight against his.
That was Perry Mason's problem. The jewel thief lied. But Della Street had a tape recording where the thief confessed.
Hold it. Don't interrupt your mother. It was making sense there for a minute, Edith. Let's hear the rest of it.
Well, the man lied. And Della Street said, here is a tape recording of the whole confession. And Perry Mason jumped up. That's when he was playing Perry Mason. Now he's ironsizing. He don't jump up no more.
All right, that's just fine. You gave me my idea. All right, meathead. Go up and get your tape recorder.
What are you going to do, stop playing attorney general?
Don't argue with me, huh? Just get the tape recorder.
Are you going to tell this man you're taping this conversation?
Does J. Edgar Hoover tell anybody?
If you don't tell him you're taping, then you're depriving him of his civil rights.
He ain't colored, he's Polish. What's up?
Archie, you're violating his rights under the First Amendment.
Whose side are you on, anyhow, huh? Look at me. I know I got a lot going against me. I'm white, I'm Protestant, I'm hardworking. Can't you find one lousy amendment to protect me? There he is now.
Oh, yeah, we'll clear the table.
You get the tape recorder.
I'll get the door.
No, if you can't do what I want you to do, then don't do nothing. Sit down. All right, you two, get away from the tape. Come over here and stand here. Come on. Get over here, right there. Now, you stand there. Sit down there.
Michael sits.
Now I'll answer the door. Tell me up here. I'll handle this here swindle.
Archie opens the door, revealing a priest dressed in black.
I'm John Majeski.
Archie looks him up and down and frowns.
You're kidding.
No, I'm Father John Majeski.
Archie looks back at Edith.
May I come in?
Yeah, come on in, Father, sure. Come on. You can meet the family. Yes, my wife, Edith, there.
Too.
My daughter, Gloria, here. Hello. There's my son-in-law, Mike Stivic, over here.
Still want the tape recorder, Arch?
Well, I'm delighted to meet you, Mrs. Bunker. You know, leaving that note on my car when you really didn't have to is a Christian act. Are you a Catholic?
No.
Oh, well, sorry. May I sit down?
Yeah, go ahead, sit down. Sit down there, Father, but don't sit in there. Oh.
The priest sits in Archie's chair.
Come on, you sit down.
Gloria sits.
Well, that's better. What a day. I haven't stopped for a minute. I've been on the go all day. Lately, things are beginning to pile up. You know, Mrs. Bunker, I have a confession to make.
I always wanted to know how that works.
Oh, that's very funny. You have a delicious sense of humor. She has a delicious sense of humor.
Yeah, she's awful funny. Now, Mike, may I have a word or two with you in private? Just step in the kitchen here. I suppose you'll excuse us, Father.
Oh, yes, indeed. Make a confession. Oh, I say, I must remember that one. I must tell that one to the bishop. That ought to bring a smile to his face. He hasn't smiled very much lately. What with Father Donovan being secretly married for 7 years. Father Callan, poor soul, sitting in jail. Something to do with leaflets.
In the kitchen.
Come in.
What is it?
I think we're in luck.
What?
This guy is a phony.
How do you know that?
Don't you never read the papers about all them unflocked priests running around? Huh? This priest here ain't kosher, and he never was.
How do you know?
Did you see the lousy-looking suit he's wearing there?
So what, Arch? Maybe it's the only suit he owns.
Are you kidding? The Catholic Church owns half the property in New York, including some of your finest clothing stores.
Archie, if you have any doubts, why don't you just ask him for his credentials?
Oh, come on. How the hell are you going to do that?
Well, simply, you just walk up to him and say, Father, can I see your cross?
Archie turns and scowls at him menacingly.
Get out of here.
Goodbye.
Michael heads back to the living room.
Well, we have a very poor parish. We have to make every penny count. What with the painting and the fixing and the paperwork, I had hardly time enough for God, much less my parishioners. You know, lately, sitting in the confessional when I should be listening with patience and understanding, I find myself thinking, oh, come on, let's get on with it.
Father there, I'd like to ask you something. The other night down at Kelsey's bar, we was discussing the Bible. You know, it sometimes comes up between beers. The boys and me, we was arguing about the words to the 23rd Psalm. I was wondering if you could help us out as long as you're here.
The 23rd Psalm. Well, I know it so well.
I figured you should.
No, that's not it. 23rd Psalm?
Yeah, 2-3.
I don't seem to be able to remember anything these days.
The Lord is my
shepherd. Who asked you?
Oh, well, that's your 23rd. That's our 22nd. Oh, yes, Lord is my shepherd, shall not want
next. Oh, well, Father, you know, everybody knows them words, but the boys and me was arguing about the Latin words.
Oh, well, Pastor Meus Deus Est, Iliatum Diligentum Me Curat. Have we come to the word in question, Mr. Monker?
Well,
Nec unquam igitur victu indigebo.
Yeah, indigebo, perfect.
Michael Stan steps over to Archie and taps him on the arm.
I wish we could just forget all about
still
this.
Still think he's not a priest?
Maybe he is a priest, but if he's still after my 197 bucks, he's as crooked as the next guy.
Oh, come on.
I'll find out.
Things like that. I've been forgetting the most important thing, people.
Father there, not that I want to be unfriendly or anything like that, but what are you trying to pull?
I'm afraid I don't understand.
Yeah, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, a priest doing what you're doing.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I know everybody does it, yeah, like cheating on a phone company, chiseling on your income taxes. But you, a man of the cloth, hiding behind your hassock, coming here, trying to turn a dent in a fender into a pot of gold.
Mr. Bunker, do you mean to imply
I ain't making no donations to no Catholic charities?
Well, the only way I can answer that, Mr. Bunker, is to quote from the scripture. Go from the presence of the foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge.
What does that mean?
It means don't waste your time arguing with an idiot. So I'll be on my way just as soon as you pay the bill.
The bill? The bill you can send on to the Pope, who's got more money than God.
That's
a well-known fact.
Let's not have any more words about this, Mr. Bunker. I'll take care of it myself.
Father, all that money.
It's not so much money. It's only $14.
What do you mean, only $14?
Then why did the garage tell Daddy 197?
Shh.
You called the garage?
Yes, he did, and they told him $197.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what's been troubling you. Look, I was having an engine overhaul for $183. The damage your wife caused was $14. That's $197. The parish is so broke, the bishop was going to pay the 183. But since you seem unwilling to assume your responsibilities, Mr. Bunker, I suppose I'll have to pay the rest. Take it out of my own pocket. Good night.
Archie, we can afford 14.
Hey, Father, I suppose if it's only $14, I can make it.
No. Please, Mr. Bunker, I don't want your money.
He turns and leaves. Archie starts to turn from the door when the priest opens it again.
However, I'll take that $14 and make a donation in your name to Catholic Charities.
I only got a 5 and a 10 here, Father.
I've got a dollar.
Archie glances back at his family as the priest gives him change.
Good night.
Good night,
bye.
Father.
Archie turns to Edith and flicks the dollar in her face before moving to his chair.
What's the matter, Daddy? Don't you feel well?
Oh, he's all right. Just a little indigestion. Comes from eating his own words.
Cigar in mouth, Archie glowers back at him.
Here's your dessert, Archie.
Yeah, all right, Edith. Leave it there. What do you got anyway?
He glances down at a bowl of peaches in heavy syrup.
A nice big bowl of Take it away, huh?
Sullen, Edith picks up the bowl. Suddenly, she starts eating the peaches herself. Archie looks up from his newspaper and watches her.
I bought 11 cans.
Directed by John Rich. Teleplay by Michael Ross and Bernie West. Story by Tom and Helen August. Script supervision, Norman Lear. Barnard Hughes as Father Majeski. Associate producer, George Turpin. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Closing theme by Roger Kellaway. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear, Tandem Production. Copyright 1971, Tandem Productions Incorporated. All rights reserved.